Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Certainly it's time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Let's get back on that horse. Week 14. Time to hit a bozo touchdown parlay. Jones, who are you going with? Who's going to get me end zone this weekend?
Okay, we're going to have a lot of points, hopefully. Anyway, fingers crossed. In the Bills and the Bengals, the Bills are what you'd call, Keith, a run funnel defense, which means they're easy to run
weekend.
A run funnel defense? That's fantasy lingo for you there.
Man.
So the over under 53.5, you can run on Buffalo. Give me Chase Brown.
Barely.
At plus money, plus 105, but Chase Brown to get in the end zone this week.
You mean Michael Pittman Jr. of the Indianapolis Colts has 7 touchdowns this season, taking on the Jaguars. Big game in the AFC South. Didn't score last week, so I kind of like that part of it.
Yeah, this tends to be a big part of your process.
Kind of works.
It usually works pretty well.
Some of these guys that score a lot of touchdowns, if they don't score, they're going to feed them.
Do factor. I've heard that before.
Do factor.
Okay.
And also, I'm playing against him in a pivotal fantasy game, so I know that he's going to score.
The emotional hedge on top of
100%.
Got it. 100%. Okay.
So Michael Pittman. Billy.
Bucks at home playing the Saints. Long overdue for a touchdown. Give me Chris Godwin at plus 190.
All right, so we got due and overdue.
Good point.
That's good.
Nick?
I think he's going to play. He's been limited practicing for a little while and he's missed a bunch of time. But Omarion Hampton, the Eagles are without Jalen Carter. They just gave up dual 100-yard rushers against the Bears. Omarion Hampton plus 170. I think that game's Monday night.
Omarion Hampton?
That is the Monday night game, correct. That'll be animated.
We usually come down to the Monday night games if we are.
We'll be watching the animated broadcast.
Hopefully Omarion Hampton's like Sully or something.
Omarion Hampton comes through. Yeah, good call.
Comes down to Hampton, or we cash out.
Who's the last leg?
The last leg, our guest picker once again is Dice. So after Terp went 1-10 and cost us a parlay, we kicked Terp out. We then brought in Jackson, who missed his first crack at it. Last week, Dice came on the program, hit his pick, so he gets to have a follow-up pick, and Dice is going with Justin Jefferson against the Commanders.
What's the juice on that?
He himself individually is plus 170. So all five of these are plus money.
Yeah.
Therefore, one ham would win you a Lego Death Star, a Andy Hart Christmas tree, and five hams.
Wow. $1.2 trillion.
Now, if you're confused about any of that, you can go to our Jones and Keefe timeline. Terp tweeted out a very handy graphic for all of those units of measure.
Let's just say you'd be doing pretty well for yourself.
I do.
A Lego Death
Star. Like it. I don't like that I bullied Dice into making a plus pick. I shamed him for picking Rashee Rice last week. I bullied him into making a juicy pick.
That's okay.
He went with Justin Jefferson, and I hate to say it. I kind of like the
pick.
There
you go. Yeah. I got to tell you something. A notable snub from Jones's top five albums.
I do feel bad about that.
311 today.
311, people like 311.
Ooh, they're finally taking teams, by the way, Keith.
Oh, how are we doing? USA in there?
USA
yet?
Has a group. We don't have any matchups yet. They're Group D.
Group D.
Nice.
I like it.
Nice.
I like it a lot. Matt Khalil also in Group D. All right, we have the Survivor. The Jonesy Keefe Survivor League, which is still going on for one of us. That is me.
Yeah, make your pick.
13 consecutive winners.
Make it snappy.
And if you play Survivor Leagues, a lot of you do, or at least maybe you did, you know that you can't pick the same team twice. So I'm kind of up against it. I've kind of used every team. And so I'm going with the Cleveland Browns this week. They are taking on the one-win Tennessee Titans, though. Someone's got to win that game.
Yeah, and
technically they don't.
They could tie. You're
somehow
right.
Tennessee has to score, and I don't know how they're going to do it in Cleveland. We did say the over/under in that game.
Myles Garrett might have 7 sacks.
Is lower than the temperature projected.
It's going to be ugly, but we need the Browns to pull out their fourth win of the year, and then I will advance to Week 15. Of the Survivor. If okay. I win, if I win the whole season, what do I get?
We're all rooting for you, Keith. We all totally don't want to see you lose one here. We're all rooting for you very hard.
$20 bill pinned to the wall.
I'll take it.
If Ken wants to send me a 20, I'll take it.
Let's put Ken on. Don't put us on the hook for that, Nick. Yeah.
Yeah, I got that grab. That grab match in my bag. You know I'm grabbing back. Because, man, I bag when I grab. Now watch me grab back.
Boston Celtics were winners last night, blowing out the Wizards by 45 points down in D.C. They are back home tonight to welcome the L.A. Lakers. And one of the true MVP candidates in the NBA, Austin Reeves. And the L.A. Lakers to town. This game is on Prime Video at 7 o'clock.
Good news for the Celtics. Thank you, Joe. Good news for the Celtics.
Yeah, what do you have?
Who plays good in front of the baddies? Was it him?
Oh, yeah.
So, good news for the
Not
Celtics.
Not a lot of baddies.
Not too many baddies. There can't be that many baddies there tonight, I don't think.
Unless, like, Diggs and Cardi B are there.
Yeah, unless they're shipping them from all over, you know.
They might.
The greater...
If the Lakers are smart, they'd send them to all the games for Reeves.
There can't be that many baddies there tonight, which means you're probably not going to get a great Austin Reeves game.
The guy's an absolute killer. I'm not even joking. He is having an unbelievable season. Yeah, he's awesome. All NBA first team right now.
He's awesome. Austin Reeves.
He's awesome, Reeves.
Honestly,
is that what you just said?
No, I wish
I
didn't even say.
You're too dumb to think of that. 29 points per game, 6 rebounds, 7 assists. The guy's a machine.
I think this was a strong Skip. I'd imagine wherever Skip Bayless is, he is taking massive victory laps on this. He was like an Austin Reeves over like LeBron guy like 5 years
was
ago.
Was he really?
I swear to God, yeah.
The Reeves-Doncic, now it sounds like Luka's not going to play, but the Reeves-Luka combo has been filthy. How many times this year have we had them in like best NBA performer?
Every day, I imagine.
Seven!
At least.
Give me one reason to grab back, and I'll turn right back around.
Hold it.
Yeah.
Give me one reason to grab back, oh, and I'll turn right back around.
Yep.
And Jones and Keith will leave you lonely, and they'll never change your mind.
Boston and Bruins also were winners last night, 5-2 over St. Louis. They take on the New Jersey Devils tomorrow night at the Garden, 7 o'clock puck drop. It's been 8 straight games now where they've alternated wins and losses. So if you are a believer in patterns, that would mean they lose tomorrow.
No, I told you, they are hockey's version of the Carolina Panthers. That's what
unfortunately
they are.
Does kind of seem like that.
Every other week.
Yeah. All right.
Catherine Zeta-Jones. She dips beneath the grab bags. Ooh.
Johan Oviedo was it Oviedo?
I've been saying Oviedo. Oviedo. I haven't actually gone.
I just got
looked at my pronunciation chart. Yeah,
they traded the password for him and last night, and we have made it official. You can check out the graphic at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram. He is officially our Hoss of the Week. So congratulations to him. He clocks in at 6'6", 275.
Yeah,
very excited about that. So well earned and well deserved. Yeah, what do you have?
May I weigh in with one text?
Please
here.
Do.
Text line 617-779-7937. AI told me the values of your units of measure. So I went.
Is that true?
Well, sort of.
Oh.
Jones and Keith use various humorous and situational units of measure. This is according
to Gemini
that reference inside jokes or specific events. for their Boston Sports Radio show on WEEI.
It's learning.
There is no single standardized list of these measures,
yeah,
as they are specific to the show's content and listener interactions. Examples of their casual units of measure mentioned: a ham, used to value items at 9 or 10.
No, 10.
Okay, well, it's close. A high $2 to $8.
What?
Used as a future unit of measure reference, it says. So it's getting close. It's not.
It's all around it.
I wouldn't use
that.
Yeah,
it's all around it.
Yeah.
No.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Grab bag.
Well, I would like to highlight an email that I received, Jones, if you don't mind.
Yeah,
I
got, please.
Well,
please.
I put the email out there because I said you can send in Kiefer Madness stories. A lot of people sent in the madness this week about the raccoon that broke into a liquor store, had too much of the booze, passed out by the toilet, right? So I appreciate that.
Yeah,
Keefe at WEI.com.
Just starfished right on the floor, yeah.
I also said that you can send in grab bags, all these grab bags that you hear,
yep.
Believe it or not produced by me. They're produced by other listeners out there and then rolled into the system by Nick.
Sometimes robots.
Also bots.
Yeah.
There's a lot of AI in there. I also said it's a great place for compliments. So if you want to send in compliments, you can. Shout out to Sarah from Walpole, who said, I'm a big fan. I think your show with Jones is absolutely awesome. You guys keep it so entertaining with all the different types of things you do between Kiefer Madness, Tier Tuesdays, Would You Rather Wednesdays, etc. I love the show. I listen to the whole show on the Odyssey app while working. I really hope management appreciates how well the 10-2 show is doing.
Oh.
And maybe you'll mention Sarah from Walpole during the grab bag. So there you go.
Do you, Sarah?
Yeah.
Oh, do you? Yeah, okay.
Is it a compliment?
Sure, is it a compliment? I think that's a compliment.
I don't know.
Where do they send them
again?
Could
be a rope-a-dope. Keefe at WEEI.com. Maybe this weekend you're sitting around, you're like, I really wanted to send somebody a nice message. I'll be there.
It's the giving season.
I will be there on the other end of that.
All right, Rich. Here we go. Background music. Gonna give it away. Abra, abra, cadabra. Let Jones and Keefe reach out and grab bag ya. Jones and Keefe heat up, they can't cool down. The grab bag keeps spinning round and round.
Kyler Murray done for the season. Not coming back. Kyler Murray will not be.
He's totally hurt.
Taking snaps for the Arizona Cardinals. Yeah, where does he go next year? Is he even a starter? Kind of burned hot for him. He has a
decent probably go to Cleveland and then can join the graveyard.
No, that's a good one. Cleveland.
Quarterback graveyard. Yeah.
Jets. Who else is like a bad quarterback?
Vikings.
Saints.
He might fit in Miami.
Oh, Vikings.
Vikings.
Is a good one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite?
Grab bag.
What do we got? The World Cup.
I'm
Jones,
sorry.
Let's go to our World Cup correspondent. What do you have?
Hang on.
That's Shaquille O'Neal now?
We just got
over there. What's going
we
on?
We just got. I thought that was a longer grab bag. I thought that was
some
grab
of them are short.
Bag.
That was not 2 minutes long.
Okay. The U.S. right now, we're going to find out who their pot two team is.
They should put Shaq next
group
to
Group D. Australia!
Ooh, they're playing Australia.
Aussie. Lose. Yeah, no, that's a good draw.
You think so?
Group D.
I don't know. Not if this guy has anything to say about it.
Grab bag.
Famously Australian, Jones. That's why I played that.
I got it.
Bluey's from Australia, as are all of his friends, or her friends.
They took a long time to update that graphic. I thought I had it wrong. That was right. USA and Australia.
D.
Yeah.
What's the early analysis on that? Is that good? Is that a good draw for them?
Great draw. Okay. USA over Australia. Yeah.
You'll take them?
Yep.
All right, that's good. Good to hear. All right, let's see what else we got.
37. My girlfriend's grabbed 37 bags
in a row.
College football tomorrow. We mentioned this, but you have the conference championship games. I'd say two great ones, one and one terrible one. Right? Ohio State, Indiana, two undefeated teams. They're both going to make the tournament anyway, but one gets the automatic spot. Will they both get byes? Or is it only conference champions getting the bye? No, they changed that rule.
They could both.
So they might both, right?
Well, they might. I'm not sure about it. Okay. I bet if Ohio State loses, they've got a good chance.
Yeah.
But okay. But we have there's a bunch of games.
Georgia, Alabama, and Indiana, Ohio State are the two marquee games. ACC. This also goes to show you know, Bill Belichick and Bill O'Brien struggling the way that they did this year in a conference where it's Virginia, Duke. Duke's not even ranked in the top 25.
Literally just going to say that. They're not ranked. UVA's 17.
And they stink.
That's the ACC.
UVA's not even that good. Yeah. And then the other game is BYU, Texas Tech, which is whatever.
Give me Tech.
Give me one bourbon, one scotch, and one grab bag.
If you're looking for something to watch this weekend, in addition to all the football action, Jay Kelly is going to be on Netflix. This is the new Adam Sandler movie.
Oh.
Although it's like comedy drama, and this is the one he's getting some real buzz. He might get his first Oscar nomination as a supporting actor. George Clooney also in this movie, but apparently Adam Sandler is terrific.
So Sandler,
serious Sandler.
Sandler's never been Oscar nominated. He was nominated.
He should have for Uncut Gems, but he wasn't.
Well, what did he? Was it Golden Globes or not Golden Globe? What was he in for Uncut Gems? I thought it was something.
He got Oscars, snubbed though. By the Academy Awards. He
MTV Movie Awards?
Maybe he won a host of those.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking.
Every year it was either Sandler, Jim Carrey, or Will Smith. They would just pass the baton to each other. Who was the best? They were all in a lot of really nice films. So, yeah.
Because some came in the mail today.
Yeah, I did. Grab bag.
Got him!
Got him indeed. This has got everybody talking, Jones. Speaking of Netflix, they have acquired Warner Brothers Discovery Studios and HBO for $82.7 billion. Mm-hmm. Maybe another unit of measure.
Maybe. Maybe, actually.
How much Warner Brothers and HBO cost.
Add it to the list.
So I don't really know what this
means. Update that graphic, Tarp.
A lot of movie nerds and people in the industry are kind of worried about this and wondering what it's going to mean for future quality of movies. Also, theaters, for people who love to go to theaters. You see what Netflix is doing with a movie like Jay Kelly, a movie like Knives Out, a movie like Frankenstein, where they stream and they do put them in the theater, but for 2 weeks.
A brief run.
A brief run. I think it allows them to get, make a little bit of money, but also be eligible for all these awards and whatever else. But overall, the general consensus is this is not a great thing. And it also feels like we may have already been there, but we're getting closer and closer to three entities own everything.
Right.
Oh, what channel is this? That's also owned by this, which is owned by this, which is owned by this.
On the one hand, does that make it a little easier to keep track of all the, because I pay for all these things. So does it make it a little bit easier to keep track of it?
For twice.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is also going to be, I can't imagine how expensive this is going to be.
It's going to make it more, we'll just add HBO to Netflix. What's that?
What's the cutoff? No, honest question.
$40 a month? What is that?
Would you, not just you, Jones, but everybody out there, the plural you, pay $45 a month, which is what some people's cable bill was, for Netflix HBO, which is essentially what that's going to be? Yeah, I think it's all the content on HBO, all the content on Netflix, and mash it together. Yeah, better question.
$50? I know, but now you're saying I can spend 50 and have it, or I can not spend 50 and not have it. Now, what am I? I'd probably rather start renting on Amazon for
$4.
Spend the 50.
Yeah, I don't know. It's tough. It's a tough go. I don't know. We'll see where it goes from here.
I'm a genie in a grammy. Baby, come on and let me out.
All right, one of our favorite segments within a segment has Bob Ryan tweeted. Low Bob Ryan. He's very active.
Gotta guess, yeah.
Very active on Twitter. Nothing crazy here. He does seem to be responding to a few people, but that's about it. One guy says, can you name this TV series from just this shot? And he goes, And it's an old black and white
Gunsmoke
picture. It's not Gunsmoke, but he wrote a quote from the show.
Oh.
Just the facts, ma'am. Nothing but the facts. I believe that was Dragnet.
Dragnet.
So he's responding to a Dragnet thing. Somebody else wrote Jean Harlow and Marie Dressler in the perfect scene from The Marvelous Dinner at 8, which was a 1933 film.
Mm.
The person, noir chick in old Hollywood is what she goes by.
Oh, yeah.
She wrote, I adore this film. Are you a fan? Again, that's just to everybody. Right. That's not specifically to Bob.
What did Bob say, though?
Yes!
You gotta be. He said, you gotta be.
I assume that's on the Variety Top 100 comedies.
Oh, probably.
That probably was.
Probably, good, probably made the good cut. Point. That's a good point. Yeah, no, so he didn't say he was. He just said, you gotta be. Yeah.
That grab bag
is one piece of wooing!
All right, Jones, let's find out. Who was the best NBA performer from last night? Was it Austin Reeves?
Probably.
44 points, 5 rebounds, 10 assists. Was it
Scotty Barnes? He's going to be all-star.
Scotty Barnes, 23 points, 11 boards, 9 assists.
Nice player.
Was it Derek White? 30 points, 7 rebounds, 9 assists.
Seven.
Was it Keontae George? 29 points, 5 rebounds, or 10 assists. Or was it Jordan Walsh?
I knew he was going to do this.
22 points,
yes.
7 boards.
Let's get, you know what?
Jordan Walsh?
Never going to have the chance to do it again.
Oh.
Let's hand it out to Jordan Walsh.
Don't motivate Austin Reeves.
Let's do it with this one time.
Reeves is going to score 50 tonight just because you wouldn't give it to Reeves.
Because I said it, and yep. All the baddies are getting shipped in.
Oh, the baddies will be there.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Laskanik.
Baseball player of the day.
Fair point on the text line. Cable was really never $45. But that's like if you went way, trimmed way, down.
I thought you were reading
the
one.
Base package with 30 channels.
Yeah, okay. All right, I misspoke. But
I thought you were reading the text a few down.
No.
Referring to the USA's group.
Stop it. My ex-wife? No.
Your ex-wife's favorite group, yes.
Knock it off.
Yeah.
Be a professional for a second, would you? All right, let's get to the random baseball player today. This is a man who played 11 seasons in the bigs.
Okay.
Played for a variety of teams, but when he played with those teams, it was either at first base or left field. He would throw it in from the left side. He would also hit from the left side. He played for the Marlins, Rays, Mariners, Twins, Phillies, and Brewers.
Marlins, Rays, Mariners, some other teams after that. Yep.
Phillies, okay, Brewers.
Yep.
Most games played with was with the Marlins, followed by the Rays and Mariners. Actually, that was in order of games played. He had he was never an all-star. However, one year he hit 38 home runs.
Ooh.
A career 238 hitter.
Justin Bour.
Ooh, good one.
That is a good one.
He 140 career home runs. His
What era?
Okay, he played from 2010 to 2020. So thanks a lot, COVID.
Sounds like Justin Bour.
COVID might have knocked this guy out, which is unfortunate.
He's still with us.
Let me check.
Yeah, double check.
Let me
that,
check
if you don't
that.
Mind. That'd be a big clue.
Yes.
Okay. Good.
Yes.
Thank God. Thank God.
38 years young, in fact.
Mm.
Twitch Lucas line. Duda? Twitch chat has it.
You hear that one? Lucas Duda?
No, not Lucas Duda.
He's mostly a Met.
He was a big Met.
Yeah.
He was a big Met.
I got nothing. This is like
a fat bowler has it on Twitch.
I don't even have a guess.
It's not any of those guys. Text line.
Oh. Logan Morrison?
He got it!
The Red Sox win.
Lomo.
Never would have had that. Oh, yeah.
I had him in fantasy. Yeah, Lomo.
Was he like a...
Lomo Marlins.
Yeah, was
that
he
was
like
his Twitter handle for a while, I think.
Yeah, did he have like a decent Twitter follow? I actually don't remember that.
Yeah,
okay.
Lomo Marlins. He's a bit of a character.
Yeah.
Get him on the show.
Oh, you probably could.
I'm on.
What's he... Check his cameo.
Oh, good one. More or less than a Cirillo.
Lomo. Less.
Cameo.
Less.
Let's see. He's got to be on there.
I'm going to say
it would be good for the holidays. Good gift.
Yeah.
Trying to give me some
coupons. Check that out. If you want to tap dance for a minute, the USA is back on the clock in Group D if you want that.
I have
Paraguay is playing Brazil and, my God, I'm going blind like Keith. What is that country?
Where? Oh, I can't read that
below
from here?
Below
you can
Brazil.
Read that?
Paraguay?
I'm good with flags, though. I can identify flags.
Uh-huh.
But I don't see anything.
Sick brag, bro.
So Logan Morrison was on Cameo.
Oh.
Quick update on that. It says here 23 fans want Logan Morrison back on Cameo.
Got it.
So it looks like he used to do cameos, no longer on there.
Oh, the USA got Paraguay. USA, Australia, Paraguay. Ooh, group's getting tougher.
They're not beating Paraguay.
That's a bad draw. Yeah. I don't like that. I like the Australian draw. I don't like the Paraguay one much. Yeah, the Paraguayans.
I can't find a price. It doesn't have a price on here anymore. It's a shame.
All right, well, we can't
Major League Baseball player.
Yeah, we can't update the units of measure anymore.
Here it is. His bio on Cameo. Major League Baseball player in for the past decade, father of two, husband of the one, holler at me.
Pretty good. All right, so holler at him.
3.86 stars out of 5. He had 7 reviews.
Wife of the one. That's a good. Yeah. That's a good
7.
1-star review from Dan, who said, "I chose Lomo because of the personality and fun I've seen him have on social media. Not what I got. 20 seconds, completely scripted, no emotion, and I guess I should have used some of my 250 characters to ask him to wear clothes, because as far as I could tell, he wasn't wearing anything weird."
20 seconds, no clothes?
We've all been there. So relatable.
That's like chat roulette.
Relatable guy.
That's not Cameo.
Just
that's
a shirt like Donald Duck.
That's chat roulette. That's not Cameo. 617-779-7937. All right, that's the crap bag. Each and every day here on Jones and Keefe.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.